Hello, the English speakers, and welcome to a late episode today. For reasons, I'll talk a little bit about the new Swedish government, maybe some fun thing, nothing really important about that, but we'll start about the other stuff and Ukraine and Ursula von der Wachsed and so on, and Farage seemed to have decided. But let's start by taking a big, deep breath. So, if you want to see what the Ukrainian war is about, you have a 2-minute, very nice animated movie here, without text, explaining how weapons turns into blood, turns into gold, with some nice characters. And sorry for yesterday's very late BitChute and Rumble video. The upload failed for some reason, and I found out just before bedtime that I have missed it. But always subscribe to my Substack, and then you will get to some video that is working if it's not uploaded to your favorite platform where you can watch it. So I can summarize. I'm on Facebook until I get banned, but I don't get banned because I know Wallenberg, and BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brytheon. I still don't know how to read the comments on Brytheon, so comment on my Substack if you really want to make sure that I read the comments. So, Ursula von der Leyen is getting criticized by our wonderful potato in a friendly way. He looks very thick. Maybe it's all muscles. I hope so. Anyway, he's criticizing Ursula von der Leyen because she ordered quite a lot. 71 billion worth of vaccines, 10 vaccines per European Union inhabitant. And then these are the contracts that the European Union signed with Pfizer that are totally redacted. Basically, there are some things there. So if this stands, she needs, and everyone involved for this anti-transparency, they need to go. And if you have a government that support this kind of European Union, which I'm sure the new Swedish government will totally support because they are pieces of shit, I will come to that. Not everything is bad, of course, but when it comes to vaccines, NATO, Ukraine, yep, these narcissists are crazy. Anyway, he's called Christian Terhes from Romania. Very good, outspoken. I've heard him speak in Stockholm. He has a little bit Italian-sounding English, though. So 1/3 of Ukraine's power stations are destroyed now. There are not so many dead. These drone bombings seems to be really focusing on stopping the electricity so that Ukraine can't use their trains anymore. I think that's the main point, but also to simply force them to surrender somehow. I see how that this can backfire, but yeah, that is happening. And Putin answered a question, not directly, but he said it used to be our plan to let Ukraine survive as a state, but that doesn't seem to be the plan anymore. He didn't say that, but by not saying it, he kind of said it, that that's where they are heading, because Ukraine doesn't seem to be willing to give up. They will continue to push soldiers or mercenaries into the meat grinder and continue to cause problems as long as they still exist. I don't think Russia needs to or wants to take the entire Ukraine. So they will probably give some parts to Hungary, Poland and Romania, where they can be secure in a way that they can't, as they, if they are a free Ukraine, because a free Ukraine means that the deep state will have their fingers into the mud, sort of speak, the Ukrainian mud. And Germany has come out and they know who blew up the Nord Stream more exactly, but they can't tell it because they have, Germany is occupied by 40,000 US and other NATO troops. A Swedish newspaper Expressen, it's a paywall, but they have released images of how this pipeline has get blown up. But I think if Expressen, a newspaper, can get these drones down there to film it, didn't Russia do this the first day? So they might have evidence, but of course, as Russia usually do this kind of things, they will hold on their information until they find a reason to release it at the right moment. So the dangers with Ukraine is mostly that the Western media and the leaders, they, and even the internet dads like Elon Musk and David Sachs and Scott Adams and many others, they believe the propaganda that anytime now Russia runs out of money, ammunition, sooner or later, you know, now the morale is really bad on the Russian side. What about the Ukrainian side? Nothing there. So that's the danger, that both sides, Surovikin, the Russian general, he seems totally sure that they can take entire Ukraine, and somehow what happens after that, that's another question. But yeah, that's the danger, that both sides are buying their strength somehow. I think we'll end up with that Surovikin is correct though. Total surrender from Ukraine. So this is good for Ukrainians. First of all, they get peace, that's good. And they don't have to pay their national debt, as Russia will take it over, or just default on it. And Poland, Hungary and Romania might get some parts. I think definitely that Ukrainians will not be an integrated part of Russia. They will become a part of Russia, but with a lot of decentralized power. Russia have very different regions. Some are just, they have very different amount of autonomy. So they are, it's a complicated system. It's not like USA where every state is equal in at all. So that's not, so Russia can do it differently, I think. And the Americans, if you lose the American empire, that's great. That's a lot of tax money that you will keep in USA. And the Germans, they will get rid of 40,000 US troops that are blowing up all the Germans' aspiration to become a great nation again. And the people in UK might be more happy with more local governance, as the European Union seems hell-bent to destroy the other union. I will talk more about that later. But I think that very few people, it's just the demons that will miss this US-UK empire of chaos and destruction. So let's talk about this 80% kill rate in mice with a COVID strain. So they combined this Omicron that spread very fast with the old virus with its dangerous spike that causes a lot of allergic and poisonous reactions. And they combined them and 80% of these lab mice died. So let's start with it's total bullshit. These lab mice, they are fed badly. they live in this environment and they don't build up gradual immunity, we, if this virus is as described, then we already have immunity against it. Maybe if you have been living cut off from humankind, then you will be very susceptible to this. But then I don't think that this virus is your biggest problem. Everything else is a huge problem. We need to be exposed to the viruses gradually, and in that way we build up immunity. The problem I think with the COVID was that it infected everyone on the planet, and just later on it lay dormant, and later on it started to make people sick at the right time when the conditions were right. Generally, viruses can't infect tissues that are not poisoned or malnutritioned, and healthy tissues don't get infected by viruses. So maybe if these mice have gotten C60, that is a ball of carbon atoms that help the body extract poisons, so the poisons get stuck in this ball and the mice lives way longer than they usually do on their crappy food. And there are other ways to detox or feed the mice in a more, can you say, humane, maybe a mice-ane way of feeding the animal friendly way. So I think this is a, first of all, they just want to make splashes in the headlines so that they can get more funding and so on. But I think there are people looking to regulate all biological research globally so that they can shut down all the research that benefit humanity instead of benefiting their evil agenda. So be prepared for that, and say that don't fall for this. So I repeat, it's bullshit. Don't worry about this. Don't do this knee-jerk reaction. Oh, you have to stop this science. No. They will create viruses over and over again until we are immune against anything that possibly can be spread. So, have you noticed that the neocons are getting conned all the time? Did they get any all the minerals that they were promised in Afghanistan, and all the oil in Iraq and Syria? Trump had to ask for it. Where's the oil? Can we have the oil at least? We spend a lot of money on this. But of course, they don't get it. The thing is, that's not the big part. First of all, they want compromise, and then they get the war. And the conspirators, or I would say the puppets in the US Congress, for example, they get tiny, tiny parts of this corruption. And then all the other corrupt organizations will just steal everything, and everything will be just stolen. So there is not a way to make big money. To get the big money, they have to steal it from the US taxpayers. There is the big money, and that's exactly what they have been doing. So they don't care about, it's just a couple of billions, but they want the trillions from the US taxpayers. So these mineral resources, they are just like a carrot, so that they can get the neocons activated, and then the neocons will run after the carrot, and then finally they will get some tiny, tiny piece of carrot. So I heard Nigel Farage have decided to end the Tories, finally. He has been drinking a lot of pints of beer on his videos, but now he has decided. So I hope he can do a better job, better advisors, better networks this time. He failed badly with Brexit. that didn't happen at all as it should and ended in a train wreck, so to speak. So I don't know if he could have been able to do it better in any way, actually. So I don't blame him for that. I don't need to forgive him either. I just said that, well, he failed. So we'll see if someone can trash UK, he's the one, I think, at least the one right now. So here is my ID. That might be bad, but at least it's an ID to Nigel Farage. Demand an English Parliament in York. So even if he wants to preserve United Kingdom, this is a good idea. And you can use it both to divide up United Kingdom and to preserve it. The European Union kleptocrats, they didn't add this clause where you can exit the Union. They didn't do that because anyone should do it. They did it so that no one should do it. That's if you know anything about developing open source program code, you can always fork it. So that means that generally the project is not forking because everyone can do it. So it seems a little bit counterproductive, but yeah. One good example when it comes to countries here is from Liechtenstein. Really listen to this interview with their prince or first, and he explained that every town and village in this already tiny, tiny little state have the right to leave, but they have a good process to do it. So they first have a referendum, then they negotiate for 2 years, and then they have another referendum, and then they decide between two clear alternatives. This is how it will look like if we leave, and this is how it will look like if we stay. So that's the process to, and of course, just because of the reasons that it's so clear how to leave Liechtenstein, the monarchy there is extremely strong, stronger than anywhere in the world, I would say, when it comes to popular support. He's very popular, the Kurfürst. So the risk here is that Nigel Farage might become a really good leader, or the ones who Nigel Farage is helping. That's bad, because even if you have great leaders, everyone in the country should see the leaders as criminals. That's the best way to see it, otherwise your country will turn into shit. So this is how Elon Musk is commenting on, yeah, all the billionaires getting their own social media. So yeah, that's happening. So let's read some Swedish here. I wanted to remind the Swedish people that our new Prime Minister, Ulf Kristersson, he wanted to make me a second-class citizen by having a vaccine passport. And I will never forget that. So here is our new government, looking fancy and not so socialist as they probably are. Just a few points here about some of the ministers so you can get a feeling of what is going to happen. The main thing of this declaration of what they are going to do is that they will build nuclear power, and a lot of it, and in all sorts of ways, and they will deregulate and put a lot of money on the table for both state and for other actors that want to build nuclear power. They want a lot of nuclear power, and they want to do something about the crime. The ideas there are ideas. I will not say that they will succeed, and they will stop immigration, and they will still allow a lot of high qualified people to enter the country. But some about the people here, not much to say about all the lawyers, but we do have a financial market minister, Niklas Wickman. He is a mathematician and scientist in national economies. The problem that we saw in UK was when you got someone like that, they are so into their theories, they think that, yeah, we can borrow all this money and lower the taxes and everything will be unicorn farts, and then UK even Liz Truss realized that that guy needs to go, and he went even faster than Liz Truss will go. Maybe she will become smart eventually. That will take some time though. But I don't think we have to risk that. He has practical experience. And we have a civil minister that plays a key harp. So that's a peculiar Swedish instrument. Yeah, so I guess that's good. If you want a good civil minister, he needs to play some really odd instrument. So that's fun. Here is less fun. Paul Johnson, he will be the defense minister. He has been doing, he is a doctor in the science of war, krig, and he's educated in London. So he is a British spy. The question is on what side? If he's a double agent or whatever, but he's clearly educated in the British deep state intelligence sector, and they are not doing well in Ukraine, so maybe he's not the best defense minister, but maybe he's really great and have inside information about some dangers that might come from UK. So a little bit scary though. And then we have a just a for the civil defense, we have a businessman, egenföretagare, own business owner, so probably good solution making person. And we have of course a lot of lawyers when it comes to the Justice Department. But here is interesting. So the energy and business minister, that will be the party leader of the Christian Democrats, and that's strange because she has no special competence in that area, but she's pretty good at not getting tricked. She's not really good, she's not like see through all the bullshit propaganda, but she sees through some of it and can think a little bit for herself. But I think all, as I said, all the rest of the government is totally 100% wish we should build nuclear and all energies and even lowering taxes on fossil fuel and so on. So I don't think she's important really when it comes to this. But then we'll get Romina. And I will not even try to pronounce her last name. Romina, she is only 26 years old. She is very anti for these Sweden Democrats. So she is screaming racism, racism, and climate and climate all the time. So she's basically some sort of Greta. And the opposition is the Green parties, the leftist party that's also climate fanatics, and you have the center party that's half climate fanatic. So I think they put this poor young lady, the youngest minister in Sweden's history, by the way, I think they put her there like some sort of punching bag for the opposition. So that is what she will be doing, getting punched by the opposition. So interesting choice there, and I think that she will solve every possible environmental problems with building another nuclear plant. Maybe they did have good ideas that they will stop the overfishing and destructive trawler fishing, and they will stop some actual pollutions of the sea. So they have thought a little bit about all the environmental problems that climate fanatics don't give a shit about. And yeah, the culture minister that no one likes. I mean, not her personally. Parisa is probably okay, but no one likes the culture minister of Sweden, generally speaking. And they had gotten quite competent people taking care of the rural area. And the infrastructure person, he's actually been working with that for a long time, so maybe nice. And then we have something fun here. The sick care minister, Akku, she has been working for her dad as a gravedigger, or whatever you can give it a more fancy title. But yeah, so if she fails at her job with the healthcare systems, then she can at least go back to her old job and profit from all the dead people that she has caused. And then we have a social service minister, so that this is like the health minister almost. And Camilla doesn't look healthy, to say the least. So yeah, that's our health expert. And she also wanted to force vaccinate me and make me a second class citizen, so not someone I'm happy with, of course. And interesting, we have a education minister here, Mats Persson, one of the most common names in Sweden, so he's hard to find if you search for him. But he's a doctorand in economical history, so that seems a good choice for education minister. The problem is that all these liberals, the L stands for Liberal Party, they think that they know everything about education and how to do it, and then they can't ever change their mind about anything. So, but it looks good at least. And then luckily we didn't get Carl Bildt, the Atlantic Council monster, former prime minister, as a foreign minister, but we got Tobias Billström, and he is a historian also, and is now our new foreign minister. Of course, he talks about Russia bad, Ukraine, and more globalism and that sort of shit. So, and for some reason, Johan Forssell is going to be the foreign aid and the foreign trade minister. So they will combine the trade with giving out handouts. One thing that's good, we will not have the politics that they have in UK with increased lending, so they want to keep the budget tight, so that will continue. So that's good. The criminal politics, it sounds good. I don't know if it is. It's more about if they actually can change the people that are messing up everything. But they will kick out more people that are foreign criminals and get more people to voluntary return to their home countries. And I already talked about the immigration. They will try to focus on highly qualified labor immigration. And as I said, nuclear power and simpler rules. And they will stop this war on hydropower. So they had a plan, the previous government, to shut down a lot of hydropower. So they will try to solve this without, they will want to, you know, create opportunities for fish and so on without destroying the energy production. So that's sensible. And when it comes to railroad, which is called Iron Road in Swedish, the railroad will be more focused in on making people go to work and to travel goods. So it will be less of this bullshit that the railroad should compete with air. So they will stop that wasteful spending. So that just makes sense. And then lower taxes for people with low income, which is good. And then they are thinking about renting prisons abroad. Swedish prisons are extremely expensive. So can you imagine any organization that get free labor, so they have a labor camp and they can't make profit from it? Yeah, the government can do that. So we'll see. Maybe if they get more competition from abroad, maybe. And as I said, they will actually care about some sea environmental problems that are very real. And then the same thing that we have in the current government or in the previous government. Sweden will continue to have foreign aid as usual, but they have changed it so it will not automatically increase with Sweden's gross national income as it used to be. So now it will be the same and not increase. And then, as I said, climate, Ukraine, NATO, same bullshit, licking Erdogan's butt together with Sanna Marin. Maybe Sanna Marin can dance for Erdogan and see if he likes that. I don't think he get more than impressed. I think he rather go and meet with Putin one more time than taking up much of his time babbling with Sweden and Finland that, well, he doesn't care so much about. And they will try to get some Swedish people that are imprisoned in foreign countries released, but they don't give a shit about Assange because they don't want to upset the holy United Kingdom. And of course, Swedish state media, they will continue to get all the money they want until 2033, or at least as much money. So they will feed state media all these useless wankers that have their own ideological agenda to continue to do their work. They are not all useless, but yeah, they get way too much money, of course. Then, yeah, they are thinking about nationalizing healthcare, which is a horrible idea that you can see in Wales and England, where it costs too much and it doesn't work. So I don't think that's a good idea, that central planning. All these people who think, I'm so smart, I'm in the state. And then they have other ideas here with independent judges and independent what's called independent courts. This is a bad idea. It's a good idea to have the courts independent from the state. That's a great plan. But making the courts independent of the state and independent of the people, that's a horrible idea. And this is an idea that is very common among Swedish right-wing people. But if you make the courts independent, that's dictatorship, that's insane, and that will be very bad. We'll see if I can get this message through in the end. But that's everything from today. So we'll say good night and welcome, I guess, to the new regime of Sweden. And with that, see you again tomorrow, hopefully outside in some good weather.